The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're going to talk about TikTok and might as well take advantage of playing a little bit of Katie Britt. She was the response to the State of the Union address, a thankless task, if ever there was one.
Please, that doesn't begin to describe what a miserable duty that is. Who would sign on for it? Hey, the best you can do, it's like a baseball umpire. The best you can do is people aren't talking about it at all. You can completely humiliate yourself and ruin your career with practically no gain possible. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. How many people have basically ended their career doing that? So Katie Britt, who maybe you'd never heard of, I had because Mark Halperin in his newsletter has been touting her for months as like the best choice out there, who he thinks Trump was going to name as his running mate for vice president. And had watched a bunch of YouTube videos with her and everything like that. And she is really impressive. She's the junior senator from Alabama. She's only 42 years old. Last night she did a response sitting in the kitchen of her own home. And this was a little of that.
Meanwhile, the Chinese Communist Party is undercutting America's workers. China is buying up our farmland, spying on our military installations, and spreading propaganda through the likes of TikTok. You see, the CCP knows that if it conquers the minds of our next generation, it conquers America. And what does President Biden do? Well, he bans TikTok for government employees, but creates an account for his own campaign. Y'all, you can't make this stuff up.
And the audio combined with the visual. My favorite response to that was Noah Rothman, National Review. It was a lot.
You know, the New York Times is unforgivably liberal, but sure. I thought this was actually a good description. With a sunny, inviting smile, Senator Katie Britt of Alabama welcomed Americans into her kitchen on Thursday night. Many soon backed away nervously. And they mentioned that she delivered a jarring speech that toggled between an increasingly strained cheerfulness and a fierce glare. They left out sounding like she's on the verge of tears multiple times.
Yeah, constant. Yeah, there was something about the desperation of it. It's just, I don't know if I can do this any longer. It kind of had that feel to it. But like I said, I've watched other YouTube videos where she's really, really impressive. That's how she got on the short list of vice presidential candidates. I don't know why she decided to go with that thing last night. And as many people have pointed out online, and again, these are lefties who hate anything Republicans do, but the women of Saturday Night Live were crawling over each other to play her this Saturday night.
Oh, no.
Right.
You're so right. And it's such an artificial thing, that address, that response. She might well be a brilliant and courageous lawmaker who will save America for our children. I'm not saying she's not. It's an incredibly thankless task. But having said that, the art of being casually natural is one of the hardest things to do with a camera staring you in the face and lights and boom mics and everything in your kitchen. It's just, it's really hard to do. And she didn't do
it. Okay. Well, if you say so.
Okay.
But right, her point
yes, about the point is the point.
Her point about TikTok and China in informing our youth, and we're allowing to them, and our government thinks it's so awful, they've banned it from all government phones, yet the president has a kid. What?
I know, it's unforgivable. It's idiotic. And we have some really interesting information on TikTok, including what TikTok's role is from the very mouth of a Chinese propagandist. That's going to be next segment. I seriously urge you to stay tuned. But China is aggressively, 365 days a year, targeting the United States in every way it can think of. It's called the Whole of Society Initiative. There's a Chinese term for it, but a few headlines for you. Espionage probe finds communication device on Chinese cranes at U.S. ports. You may have heard recently that the Biden administration is appropriately seeking to replace all of the Chinese-made cranes in our ports, because we've mostly been using Chinese cranes because we don't manufacture anything, and we got duped into thinking they were our buddies for like 35 years.
And they're almost entirely automated, a lot of them.
Yeah, correct. They're just bristling with technology and software, and God knows what's in it. Congressional probe of Chinese-built cargo cranes deployed at ports through the U.S. found communications equipment that doesn't appear to support normal operations, fueling concerns that the foreign machines may pose a covert national security risk. There's concern for that, because that's clearly true.
If you, as FBI Director Ray once said, if China has a whole of society effort going to try to replace the United States as the hyperpower, then you would be a dereliction of duty to not have some sort of software. And your opponent is going to buy cranes for their ports. That's all run on computers. If you didn't put some sort of backdoor, we can take these over when we want to, software in there, you'd be failing at your job.
Agreed. Yeah, it's the obvious thing. Yeah. Chinese national arrested in U.S. for stealing Google AI technology. A 38-year-old software engineer faces four counts of theft of trade secrets. He was arrested in Newark, California, allegedly transferred confidential information from Google's network to his personal account while secretly affiliated with the Chinese-based companies, which are affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party, and everybody knows it or certainly should. Headline in the Wall Street Journal, China intensifies push to delete America from its technology. A directive known as Document 79 ramps up Beijing's effort to replace all U.S. tech with homegrown alternatives. And there are a series of deadlines, but Document 79 was so sensitive that high-ranking officials and execs were only shown the order and were not allowed to make copies, people familiar with the matter said. It requires state-owned companies in finance, energy, and other sectors to replace foreign software in their IT systems by 2027.
So it was a combination of all these years, one being too stupid or fat and happy to even imagine that the up-and-coming near-parity economy on Earth, China, would not just be friends with us. How did we have such a lack of imagination on that? And then our never-ending desire for cheap stuff. They're probably the cheapest crane system you could get, so we bought those.
We in the United States and a lot of our thinkers and politicians and even, you know, normal people and talk show hosts occasionally are all guilty of this. We believe in, at least we used to, liberty, being friends with countries around the world, you know, free trade so everybody does well, lifting people out of poverty, ending oppression. And anybody who makes any noises like they agree with us, we like give them a big bear hug and say, cool, cool, we'll work with you. That's great, because we want to free people and have trade and get everybody a good standard of living. And we're just so easily duped by anybody who head fakes us that way, because we're an open-hearted, friendly people. Anyway, coming up after a brief commercial message from our valued sponsors, TikTok, in its hubris and its big coconut-sized cojones, thought it could end the whole, yeah, Congress is going to ban us. No, they're not. And they way overplayed their hand. Plus, how important TikTok is for infecting the minds of our children, according to Chinese intelligence agents.
China is asshole!
That's, you know, well summarized, sir.
Coconut-sized cojones.
That's correct, sir.
That's not going to work with the new short men's shorts.
Oh, that 8-inch inseam? No.
I saw that at the store the other day. I was at Bass Pro Fishing Shop, and, like, their cargo shorts for, like, you know, big guys are going to go out and hunt and fish. They were still really short. I was surprised. You're right.
I ain't wearing those. Like guys who hunt and fish in San Francisco, if you will.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, there's great fishing in San Francisco.
We've got that stuff Joe mentioned about TikTok and a bunch of other things on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
President Biden delivered the annual State of the Union address, and Biden's speech was historic. It was the first time that the font size in the teleprompter was 8,000. There was a lot of pressure on Biden. His campaign staff was watching his speech the way you watch a toddler learning to walk. It's like, go, go. He's doing it. Good, good, he's good. Oh, no, he fell. He's not crying. He's okay. During his speech, Biden laid out his vision for the country. Give him credit. It's hard to give a speech about vision when you're squinting the whole time. Come on, man.
It must be a visual. More analysis on the State of the Union coming up. And, yeah, so stay tuned for that.
The bar was on the floor and he cleared it, barely.
Correct.
So stay tuned. Back to TikTok and the move to ban it in the United States, which I believe I had declared dead because they so successfully bribed our Congress-titutes. But it's back on. And interestingly, as lawmakers were preparing to consider the legislation yesterday, users of the app, which is more than 170 million Americans.
Wow.
Including
everybody
under 30. Yeah.
So like half the population of the country.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So the 170 million American users saw notifications urging them to complain to their House representative about the bill to ban it. Then the app let people call their representative with a few presses of buttons, which has fueled congressional concern about TikTok. So TikTok's campaign quickly overwhelmed the phone lines of many congressional offices, which were bombarded with hang-ups and questions. It also illustrated how TikTok could mobilize an army of people and gather data to push user behavior, which some lawmakers say is the exact reason they don't want the company to have ties back to China.
God, it's stunning that we have not banned this yet. It makes the Trojan horse. The Trojan horse, how many years ago was that? 2,500 years ago, people might talk about TikTok for 2,500 years, and then the great empire of the United States. allowed the technology of their number one adversary into the country to inform all their young people. It was one of the stupidest things anybody's ever done in world history.
Said Congressman Bob Latta of Ohio, I think TikTok made our case for us today. The House Energy and Commerce Committee voted unanimously 50-0 to advance the bill on Thursday. It would essentially require TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell the app to an American owner or effectively face a ban. There's a little more to the wrangling over the bill, but I want to make sure we have time for this. Peter Schweitzer's got a new book out. Entitled, what the heck is the title of this? Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. And he points out that the CCP is using TikTok as a modern-day Trojan horse to inject propaganda in the minds of America's youth. And he notes that ByteDance is wedded to the Chinese Communist Party military intelligence industrial complex. The app is penetrating the heart of America's culture, becoming a central part of the lives of our children and young adults. He points out that the Chinese government does not permit the app for its own population. It's a completely different product in China. It's an educational app. It's practice your math problems app. But he has discovered documents and testimony from various Chinese people that say TikTok's powerful algorithm is a top secret national security asset. In one of the restricted journals, Colonel Dai Zhu, a professor at China's top military academy, wrote that the real battle between the United States and China is, quote, information-driven mental warfare. And it compared TikTok to the Trojan horse. Another leading Chinese strategist, Zheng Huafeng of the National University of Defense Technology, wrote of the cognitive or mind war on the United States and proposed how to defeat the U.S. without firing a shot. See if this sounds zingy to you.
Thought I was clever with my whole Trojan horse analogy, but apparently everybody's doing it.
It's a fine analogy. Don't be discouraged. Anyway, here's what this Zheng says. He defines the cognitive space as the area in which feelings, perception, understandings, belief, and values exist, and argues that this is where the battle can be won. To that end, he said, Beijing must use, quote, information and popular spiritual and cultural products as weapons to influence people's psychology, will, attitude, behavior, and even change the ideology, values, cultural traditions, and social systems. Close quote. According to Zheng, these cultural tools, including apps, video games, and films, should be used to, quote, target individuals, groups, countries, and even people around the world. He further argued that Beijing can win mind superiority through several means, including perception manipulation via propaganda, changing how people look at the present, cutting off historical memory by warping people's views of their own country's past so people will be open to changing their values.
Wow.
Again, straight out of Orwell's brilliance, if you take away people's past and their history, they don't know who they are and what they are, so they're susceptible to any suggestion. Also, he's in favor of changing the paradigm of thinking by targeting young people to change the way they view problems and thereby changing their beliefs. And deconstructing symbols by getting people to reject certain traditional symbols and thereby modifying a nation's identity. The ultimate goal is to manipulate a country's values and achieve strategic goals without an actual overt military battle. That is an actual document published by one of the leading strategists at the leading defense university in China.
One of the many things I hate about the whole TikTok phenomenon is it proves China right in many of its arguments that their system is better than ours. Their system isn't better than ours. I'm not arguing that, but it's easy for them to make the argument that look at capitalism. They're so greedy that they'll let us do this because there's money involved. Their culture is so decayed and they're so interested in entertainment that they'll go ahead and put up with this. I mean, a lot of their arguments about the United States are proven true by the fact that we don't get rid of TikTok. Everybody's got it on their phone, watching videos all day long, allowing the propaganda to seep in because we're addicted to any money that's getting thrown around. I mean, it's hurtful. It's hurtful. It's too on the nose.
Says Peng Zhegang, deputy director of the propaganda department of a certain CCP division, quote, entertainment is the main motivation for Generation Z content consumption. By better understanding those that they mean to propagandize, the CCP can, quote, explore effective communication strategies and paths and improve the ability to set agendas. All this stuff. Who is the guy, Pillsbury, who wrote the 100-Year Marathon? So much of this stuff is readily obtainable, but we haven't bothered to translate it. They write what they're trying to do and how they're trying to do it. And again, because we're like a big, friendly, stupid dog, we ignore it.
Speaking of dogs, you see this cute dog on TikTok? I'm sending it to all my friends. And this hot girl. There's a hot girl and a cute dog. Ooh. That's all I need to know all day long. I don't need anything else. Ooh-ah.
Armstrong and Getty.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
For the address, White House officials were previewing all the energy that President Biden would show. After the speech, the Democratic reviews were all about the energy that President Biden showed in the speech. Why is it so important to point out the energy?
Well, it's infectious. I walked into that room. I've been to a whole lot of these speeches, but I was so excited by how Biden presented himself and what he said. The speech showed that America is strong and Biden is strong. And anyone who sat in that room would have no doubt that Biden is ready for a great second campaign and even more, a great second term. He was filled with focus and enthusiasm.
That's Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of the Democrats reflecting what a lot of pundits are saying, is that Democrats after the speech were giddy. Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal said they were bubbly. They were like, oh my God, he can still do it. Thank God we don't have to wrestle with this. How will we get him out? What would we do with Kamala Harris? He's still got it. And you heard there. I mean, Schumer sounds like a kid on Christmas. Oh, my God, I got the pony I wanted. So
yeah, I'm reminded of somebody who says, you know, I'm feeling better today. I don't think I'm going to see the doctor about that clearly serious health problem. They can keep old mumbles on the ticket as long as they want. At some point, it's going to become obvious he's got to go.
Well, that's my ultimate point. My ultimate point. My ultimate point from last night was that he cleared the bar. Pass, fail, he passed quite easily. And Democrats relieved. But the ultimate point is, go ahead, stick with him. Please do. Because think he's so beatable. I don't think the polls will turn around. I think Trump's going to get elected president, which I'd prefer to Joe Biden. But Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal today, she's a Republican. She was a speechwriter for Ronald Reagan. She's a good writer. There's life in the old boy yet. The great question the past month was about his persona. Would he walk in shakily? When he was done, would we be using words like old, frail, incapable, embarrassing? We won't. People will say that the guy has a lot of fight in him. He was wide awake, seemed to be wide awake because of who knows what kind of drugs.
Yeah, he was wide awake. He was jabbering like a cokehead.
Seemed to be relishing the moment, did not seem to tire much, and in fact improved as the speech moved along. He showed energy and focus, blurred some words and thoughts, maintained a brisk pace. He almost never spoke softly. He sometimes yelled. There was a give 'em hell, Harry vibration, as if he'd been reading up on Truman. The White House meant to quell growing Democratic fears on the president's age and acuity. They succeeded, at least for a while. Congressional Democrats looked happy to the point of bubbly when it was over. And you just heard the bubbly leader of the Senate. It can also be said the president often maintained an indignant and hectoring tone that he confuses with certitude and commitment. In the end, I don't know if the speech came across to a viewer at home as strong and focused or as has been said, angry old man yells at clouds. That probably depends on where you stand on Joe Biden. Absolutely. I don't know if Mr. Biden changed his situation, but it sure was interesting. I think exactly. If you're a Democrat, you're like, oh, he can still do it. So that's all they want.
Peggy Noonan is a great writer. I really like her. The fact that she did not even consider, because she is, you know, for all of her insight and intelligence, she is part of the inside Washington crew. And apparently it's still not proper to say in polite company. He was clearly medicated. Because he was clearly medicated. I think it's self-evident.
I haven't heard many people say that out loud. I mean, other than like you and I and Sean Hannity. I mean, I'm surprised it's not more of a regular conversation in polite company. Because, come on. If you shuffle to the helicopter and back every day and whisper like this, out of breath. Then like twice a year you show up, hey, how you doing? How is everybody?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is nobody going to comment on this?
He's gonzo.
We mentioned this earlier. We got an email from a forensic psychiatry nurse with a specialization in addictions. He writes, I watched the, actually, I don't know if it's a he or she, Mo. It's probably, I think it's Ms. Mo. I watched the clinical display of symptoms of someone under the influence of psychoactive substances. It's especially apparent when you have a clinical baseline of cognitive dysfunction. His speech was pressured and rapid. He displayed mood swings, anger. As I said, he jabbered like a cokehead.
Well, that part there, when you have a baseline to compare it to, that's what I'm saying. We see that every single day, so come on. Debates and State of the Union addresses only. Occasional, the once a year press conference. So there's like three times a year they get him pumped up full of whatever this is. I would love to know more about this. I think it's fascinating. If you can do that occasionally, why don't they do it more often? Is it like hard on the heart or the brain or something?
Yeah, it's almost got to be. But apparently that information is more closely guarded than the nuclear codes. Because it's, again, it's self-evident. He's medicated, but nobody's talking about it. Did you have something else you wanted to do right now? It just occurred to me we got some pretty decent emails, and I was...
No, go ahead.
We could hit a couple of those. Hey, guys, been listening since Jack's first kid was born. Had his birthday yesterday,
yeah.
Right?
Yep, turned 14. We went to Wendy's, then we had Oreo ice cream cake. So I had a Wendy's cheeseburger, then Oreo ice cream cake, and I just felt fantastic laying in bed last night. I'll tell you.
Felt like Joe Biden. Felt like yelling at people, rapid-fire style for an hour plus.
True international effort to pressure.
Guys, tonight, my wife, who's a teacher, compared Biden's State of the Union address with a recent third-grade student body presidential campaign. The first candidate ran on an anti-bullying platform, sadly, because he was bullied in his class and his teacher allowed it.
The
second candidate promised candy and longer recesses. You guessed it, second candidate won. There was a fair amount of candy handed out at the too.
Yeah, all that stuff is just dumb. It works, but it's dumb. There's
no better word for it than that. Katie Britt does her best high school drama impression. Oh, that's unfortunate. This year, I had the pleasure of judging my first high school speech and debate meet. Unfortunately for the Republicans, Senator Britt's rebuttal to the State of the Union would not have made it into the top five performances of the high school kids I've judged. I've actually judged those, too. It's really interesting. Donald Trump, the only candidate that could lose to Joe Biden. The Republican Party can't get out of its own way. Yeah, that's, you know, I wish I could have coached Katie Britt. Because she's a very bright woman, very promising, but she came off as, frightening, frankly, unhinged in her response. Her only saving grace is nobody really sees it.
I hate to see, the opposite party response doesn't matter much. It's for the insiders. It's a chance to show insiders, are you ready for the next stage? Should we throw money into you? Are you vice presidential running mate material? But and I want to like her because, like I said, I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos of her and been really impressed. But, man, that thing last night, I don't think that's at all an unfair thing to call her unhinged. It seemed unhinged. If I didn't know her background at all, if I hadn't seen her in other settings, I'd think, what's going on here?
Yeah, it was like borderline personality disorder. I mean, wild emotional swings and that sort of thing.
Which is, again,
it's not true. She's not that way. She's staring into a camera in her kitchen trying to come off as natural. She happens to be rather poor at it, at least was last night.
I found it hot. What's that say about me? It's like there's something about the level of in the kitchen desperation. I don't know what was going on there.
Wow.
I know.
Hot kitchen love?
Or the it's all about the come apart vibe. I don't know what it was. And she's cute. So I don't know what's going on there.
I think you need to lie down on Michael's couch and have him analyze you.
I need to help. Yes, Katie?
You need to lay off the beard dye. It's escalating quickly.
That's what Hanson keeps saying. There's something about the Chinese beard dye I'm using. It's leaking into my brain.
Yeah, an apparently crazy woman veering from emotion to emotion in her kitchen. I found that hot.
Hey, Hanson thought the same thing, and he doesn't use beard dye.
Hanson felt the same way. Okay. There was something appealing about it. I don't know what it was.
Katie, talk to me.
Hanson got what I got. I've got a bit of a rescue thing that I've late in life figured out. I want to help people who are struggling, and that's a thing in relationships. Have you ever heard of that, Katie? It's a thing.
I have.
And it can ruin your life. You come across people who are struggling and you try to help them and they're just going to drag you down. But that's what I was going on with her last night. I think I can help you out of this obviously tragic situation you're in your kitchen, because you seem like you're about to lose your mind.
Hanson says he doesn't know what you're talking about now.
Wow. Okay. He disavows.
So you want to split now?
I do. I really do. I don't know. Can we form a team formally? I don't know how that works. Carrie sent us this email. Apparently, Grampy Joe is on fire, and Carrie went to the trouble of assembling the following headlines from the AP, USA Today, CNBC. Here's a different one from the USA Today. Biden's fiery State of the Union address issues contrast with Trump. Biden old and frail? Nope. President delivers his fiery State of the Union. Da da da. Biden electrifies Democrats, spars with Republicans in fiery State of the Union. State of the Union replay. Biden's fiery so too. And Brit's response.
So the idea of where you stood before Eye of the Beholder Rorschach test thing is so clear. I mean, if you kind of like Biden and wanted him to succeed, it's fiery. If you don't lean that direction, it's like an old man you didn't like yelling at you.
He yelled virtually the entire thing.
Yes, he did, Joe! I think that's why we all talk now. How you doing?
I mean, that's not a political stance or value judgment. Either somebody's shouting or they're not. And he was shouting.
Clearly.
Do we have a second to play a clip?
Sure. Pick one.
All right.
Pick one! Pick a clip!
Okay, now I'm listening because you're yelling at me. Just play 41, Michael.
I say to the American people, when America gets knocked down, we get back up. We keep going. That's America.
So there's some good shouting, but that was a shoutable phrase. I'm going to be fair.
Right. That's what I was going to say. That was a shoutable portion of the speech, but he talked at that volume for all of it. We're going to raise taxes by 20% on people who make more than what? Why are you shouting this?
How about 43, Michael?
I've been delivering real results in fiscally responsible ways. We've already cut the federal deficit. We've already cut the federal deficit over $1 trillion.
Oh, jeez.
I signed the bipartisan deal.
That was the biggest load of crap.
Cut another $1 trillion in the next decade. My goal to cut the federal deficit another $3 trillion by making big corporations and very wealthy finally beginning to pay their fair share.
That's so tiring. I was on one of my favorite economists' Twitter feed last night, and he was tearing apart all the various claims, like you cut the deficit by trillion. Yeah, you came in during the pandemic, and this was going on, and then we went back to normal. I mean, come on. You're taking credit for that?
So that was idiotic. But was it idiotic enough? 44.
Too many corporations raise prices to pad their profits, charging more and more for less and less. That's why we're cracking down on corporations engaged in price gouging and deceptive pricing, from food to healthcare to housing. In fact, the snack companies think you won't notice if they change the size of the bag and put a hell of a lot fewer, same size bag, put fewer chips in it. No, I'm not joking. It's called shrinkflation.
We're laughing at you, not with you.
Yeah, exactly. We know you're not joking. We think you're just wrong. Shrinkflation, yes, it's kind of different. It's like the flip side of inflation. They can either raise the price or give you less for the same price. But it's inflation caused by, well, your policies.
Right, exactly. And the snack companies with their shrinkflated chips, I hate that when I go to the compulsory grocery store where I have to buy products and have no choice. What is he talking about? Oh, did you hear that Sesame Street literally had a segment where Cookie Monster was complaining about shrinkflation? Me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller. Cookie Monster actually said, Sesame Street, and it's a children's television workshop, is owned by heavy, heavy Democratic supporters. Evidently now, the cookie beast is now echoing Democratic talking points on the kids' show.
We got to take a break, but it just occurred to me, psychologically, businesses should learn this. For whatever reason, if you raise the price of the product the same size, government or somebody gets blamed for that. Inflation is like, it's not your thing. Prices went up. But if you shrink the product and keep the price the same, it gets blamed on you. It's just a mental, emotional thing, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody's buying the Democratic talking point. Probably some people are who don't know better.
But certainly the just flat inflation, if the product is the same size, I don't remember anybody thinking that's gouging. So, maybe you're better off raising the price of the M&Ms rather than putting one M&M in the bag. More on the way.
And say, hey, we're sorry, but our costs have gone up so much we have to.
Right.
Stay here. Just say it.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
A packed long-haul passenger jet losing a tire just moments after takeoff. United Airlines Boeing 777 with 249 passengers and crew on board heading from San Francisco to Osaka. That tire plunging into the employee parking lot, crushing several cars and damaging a fence. Fortunately, no one on the ground was injured. That plane dumping fuel and making an emergency landing, touching down safely in Los Angeles about 2 hours after takeoff.
The FAA says it is investigating this as a possible maintenance issue.
Yeah, why do parts keep falling off our planes, and why does it like two-thirds of the time happen at SFO? Is there a reason for that? Giant wheel falls off a plane, lands in the parking lot. I was just looking at pictures of it up on the TV. It's like the size of half the car. I mean, you'd obviously been killed if that fell on you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it had fallen on a crowd of 10 people, it would have killed 7 of them.
Yeah, just what?
Torn them limb from limb. Yeah, so, that's an enormous amount of energy falling off a plane in the sky.
Is this one of those deals where we're all hypersensitive to it now and it's always happened occasionally? Or are our planes just falling apart before our very eyes?
Is it the classic example, shark attacks before 9/11?
Right, man, I don't remember wheels falling off and wings falling apart and You know, there is the video
the
of it.
The wing was mostly intact, you baby.
And it got more attention because passengers were taking video of it on their phone, which was not available many, many years ago. So it would just have been a paragraph in a paper, which is not as exciting as seeing the wing disintegrate out the window. So I don't know. Doors getting sucked out and all those kind of things. I don't know. We ought to get this under control. Here's a stupid story for you if you wanted something stupid. Oh, we've got some analysis of the State of the Union address coming up for hour three, particularly that part where he yells about it. He uses the word illegal, and it was kind of an ad lib, it seems like. Anyway, hour three for that. So this is straight off the presses. A report ordered by Congress found no evidence that the U.S. has hidden knowledge of extraterrestrial technology or aliens visiting Earth.
Who's that for?
I don't know. How many grown-ups had to sit in how many meetings and write how many papers? Because who's demanding this? Who's even making who's even calling the meeting where they sit down and then write up the report on whether or not there's ETs are being covered up?
I can barely even summon the breath to unleash the short version of this screed, but can we stop giggling and thinking Martians when people talk about UVAs or UFOs or whatever you want to talk about? It's military or corporate aircraft. We need to figure out what they are.
This is kind of interesting, though. Pentagon review finds no evidence of alien cover-up, but the new report suggests the public's belief that the government is hiding what it knows will continue.
I'm rolling my eyes. It's all I can do.
I wish Trump would tell us if he gets elected again. Where are they hiding the aliens?
Sure.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.